across the board. Look at this thing so far. We don't have this photo just to show, but this thing means a lot. How do we defend or initiate reduction of road traffic? This is the question. How do we initiate reducing the road traffic accident? The primary one, how do we reduce it? Primary one, we have to make a good road. If the road is not good, then you will get. If there is a rain, you should drive slow. If there is a dust, you drive slow. But unfortunately, many people, they don't follow this road. Number two, if there is a sign, we have to follow the sign. We don't go opposite the sign. If there is a sign of speed, 120, don't drive 240, 120. If there is 80, there is 80. Okay? The other thing, we have to make distinction on the road by punishment. As far nowadays, we have Sahel doing this thing. You drive as much you can, in the end of 5 days, they will give you notice that you have high speed and you have to pay. Okay? Other thing, restrictions, you have to respect the people who work on the conditions on the road. That thing, you have to be friendly driving. Somebody will come and say, slow, let him go. Don't be when you saw him coming, you give him more hard time. So this is lead to accident. In these cases, this is the primary thing we have to follow. Other thing, okay, the other thing, the secondary thing, we have to be to prevent these things by when you drive, check your car brake, check tire, check water. You go to drive, you think my car is new, it's okay, perfect, you just put on and you go. Just check these very important details. The other thing, the belt will reduce the crown. So you have to do the tie your belt, very important. Other thing, the third stage or the tertiary area, the hospital service. Hospital care. When you get in an accident, you should be there is ER physician, nurses trained, hospital equipped. So, priority, golden hours, when the patient came and the patient after. Okay? So, these are three things to use in a road traffic accident. If you follow these three basic primary things, then you will be okay. So, you will use the mortality. Objective of this lecture, number one, we have to talk about this topic, objective, type of abdominal trauma, and anatomical region. Then this is the most important in our lecture, hospital care and diagnosis, or evaluation of the patient, which is the most important. If we don't do this thing, then we will lose our patient, or in the end, he will be disabled. And we'll talk about specific organ trauma. Remember, abdominal trauma is the most important, liver, spleen, bowel injury, stomach, pancreatic, duodenum, and retroperitoneal structure like kidney, like other part of the colon, and neurogenital system, uterus, urinary bladder, and so on. But we are going to talk, because this is very lengthy and big topic, I will talk only about liver and spleen, the rest you will need them from the world. Okay. The objective number one, to describe the anatomical region of the abdomen. If you don't know the anatomical region, which is the 5 to 9, or if you come to the peritoneal division, then you will not know what organ. Anyway, in the 5 to 9, on the right of you know that in the liver, there is a bone bladder, there is a duodenum, so many. So you have to know in this lecture. Then you have to discuss the difference in the battle between blank and ventilating. Ventilating clearly is either stab or gunshot wound, or above or above. But blunt, you have to think about it in that way. The other thing, identify the sign and suggest the retroperitoneal, intraperitoneal, and pelvic. So there is a clinical sign of the patient. Intraperitoneal is very easy. You can find the patient tender, abdominal pain, and so on. But retroperitoneal is very difficult to diagnose because you can see or feel the structure. Also, when it is covered by the that is, so you can do that. So the reason is you have to think about this instead. Outline the diagnostic target to do specific therapeutic harm. So you, at that time, after the assassination, you think about the diagnostic, what is the diagnosis, and what is the prisoner you are going to do for this. The other thing, the majority of abdominal trauma, your injury are due to blunt abdominal trauma, as you said, secondary to high speed motor. Whatever, it could mean car, train, or airplane, or whatever. The failure to manage the abdominal injury account for majority of preventable death for multiple injury. If you know this is your patient, you may lose your patient. And this is the disaster. If the patient comes to the emergency room and you don't manage him properly, then you lose your patient, this is disaster. You have a medical service, you spend a lot of money on it, but you don't do where it works. So this is the unhappiness. In the wrong time, wrong place. Suppose accident happened on this road, and there is a war, hospital so and so, and this hospital not good for trauma patient, they will waste the time, and the patient will die either after resuscitation, what sort of resuscitation, people and experience, and so on. So always think, when will you go if you have trouble? Or you have cold, or you have injury. The major hospital, we have two hospitals, actually, we have a single hospital. We have Central and National Guard. These are the well-equipped hospitals in South. The other hospital, they are secondary to that. The private hospital, most of the time, they don't know how to manage the patient properly. So always think, what you go, what you will do, and so on. The primary management of abdominal trauma is determined that intra-abdominal injury exists and operates intervention is required. When the patient comes to you, walks through the door of emergency, walks. He's conscious, but he told you, I have trauma, I have accident, or I have fall from height. Then you presume he's walking, he's okay. Maybe he's walking, still not drop his blood pressure. Maybe breathing slowly, he has small injury. After 1 hour, you'll find him collapsing on the bed. Any patient will come with the trauma, examine him from head to toe, and then tell you proof, otherwise there is no injury. Okay? Many patients, they come, maybe they have death in the car, and unfortunately, they are worried about the other, they forget about themselves. After 2 hours, you find the second one collapsing down. When he was accompanied or whatever. So you have to presume, and to presume he has an injury, and treat him as a patient. Don't say that he's coming walking, he's better. So examine him thoroughly, give him the management, what are you doing? Okay? What type of abdominal trauma? These are the major we are facing. Non-abdominal trauma, ventilated, and sometimes they are combined. How they can combine? Patient driving, person driving. He will get blood from the chest, abdomen, from wheel drive, from the steering wheel. But the seat may puncturate. So, in the, either in the abdomen, either in the perineum. So you will have combined either plant with ventilating or one of them will be there. Mechanism of the mechanism, if you ask later on in secondary surface, mechanism of the mechanism, what happened in the injury, it helps you in diagnosis and treatment. So mechanism of injury, whether it is ventilation or non-ventilation, is a great important for treatment and diagnosis and what after. So this is very important. If the patient mentioned the tibial of history, then you will know what you call reciprocity. Second thing you have to remember that spleen, liver, kidney, they are a solid organ and they are the maximum get injured. Even the liver and spleen are protected by the chest, but still they are the maximum injured. What about the anatomy condition of that? Below these things, then you have no problem. The peritoneum. Remember, the peritoneum is intrathoracic abdomen and through abdomen. Through abdomen, which you see and which is not, between the pelvis and lower cage. This is the through abdomen. The other thing, intrathoracic, which is below the thoracic cage, which is the liver and spleen, the stomach, pancreas, all around there. The intraperitoneal abdomen, which is behind the peritoneum, and the kidney, the pancreas, the part of the duodenum, part of the colon, is there. And pelvic abdomen, which is below the urogenital system, and the female genital system will be there. The most difficult one, the last two, how to diagnose clinically. The difficult to diagnose, you have to investigate all'estero, presso Alberto Spurs, the Bella Hendry, the Bellion, the Prime Hendry, the Bellion Small Ball Hendry, and so on. And these things left up to the situation. Now, this is the hospital care. This is the most golden hours of management. If you don't do this principle of management, you will lose it. Let the patient is ever, but get him out. Your primary care, if you see what is initial management, this is they call it the primary sector. We have two separate medical hospitals. Always in trauma, you will have more than one system affected. If the airway affected them, you say, oh, I have abdominal setting, I have money for the abdomen, I'm not caring about respiratory. By the time, oh yes, I did very good money with problem, but the next day. Because you don't spend, you don't manage the proper education. First priority, first priority. A, B, C, D, E. This is the principle of any problem. Even if you are specialized in abdominal surgery, you don't go for abdominal surgery. You don't have to manage the airway, you have to manage the circulation. Then you, later on, you come to your specialty. So the primary sector, which is include the initial management. The initial management, the primary sector, the resuscitation and medical priority of patient with major abdominal trauma is A, B, C, D, E. If you know this thing, and you have that, that's why the American College of Surgery reduces the program, which you call it, advanced blood trauma life support. This is the best form of the world. If you can't do just a result, you can't do it unless you have this problem. So it is very important for any physician, regarding what is his special, you have to do it. Okay? So A, B, C, D is the most important menu for any trauma in the country. A stands for airway, so that means we care about it. Remember, 15 minutes, if you don't manage it, the airway, the patient gets hypoxia, then get brain anoxia, then you get brain damage. So this is very fast to care. So airway, then breathing. If the patient has trauma on his chest, and one side doesn't work, so you have to escalate. If there is a breathing sound, very, very good. If there is an absent sound, just the tube. You don't wait for it straight. No wait, breathe. Just pass the chest tube, and you need to breathe, whether blood or air, whatever. See circulation. Actually, it is a working team with people. Consultant or senior registrar, resident, nurses. Teamwork can be done by one. Patient brain on the table, nurses looking for circulation. She will open the vein, take the blood sample for CBC, neural fluid, so cross match, and insert in the IV. The surgeon or the physician or the art, he caring about the patient airway. So he looked at the airway. If the patient talks to you, he's breathing. If he doesn't come to your hand, keep your hand. Then air is coming, that's fine. You keep mask. No air, open the mouth, see, maybe teeth inside, maybe debris, maybe iron, whatever going into the mouth. So check the airway. You can beat both the airway in the first skin and both oxygen and look at that one. If patient needs intubation in the question, join them to a ventilator and that's it. Then after you control the airway, go to the breathing. Your colleague will aspirate. Other team for colleague aspirated. But there is absent sound on one side, that means there is pneumothorax or pneumothorax or whatever that human body is. No question. After when you finish ABC, which is this is they call it the primary sector. Now you control the airway, you put IV line, now your patient under control. So now you are relaxed. This is primary sector. Then D for disability, maybe with the neurological examination. You know the glass performance scale? Now that one, you could do that one. Patient alert, respond to speed, respond to benefits from that. The 5P. Remember the 5P? So the D for disability or neurological. Exposure, this is done by the nurse. As you see, ladies, they were not good, but in particular, she was scissor. She tied a big scissor in her neck. Like stethoscope on your neck, so she will cut the throat up, down. Maybe there is no lip, maybe there is a needle point, maybe anything. Maybe you find iron bar inside. So when you cut the throat, you will find anything here. So remove all the throat, exposure. This is very important. These are variables. You understand this thing, you will say 90% of your patients from either living their life or a little bit with other problems. So this is very good. After you finish A, B, C, D, you will pass nasogastric tube, which is the secondary survey, and cholestatic. But you don't pass them just like that. There is a bleeding from the nose or from the mouth, don't pass nasogastric tube. Maybe there is just a skull fracture, you pass the tube, it will go to the brain. So there is bleeding from the nose, bleeding from the mouth, you don't pass them. If you examine the perineum and there is hematoma or bleeding from the urethra, you don't pass the stomach. If it's clear to you, you pass over. Now, secondary surface, when you relax, you eye feet, now you sit. Now, time for a break. What we call it, secondary surface. Take a proper history. If the patient is speaking, doctor, he will tell you. Of course, most of the patients, they are stabbed or gunshot, they will tell you. So they don't want to tell the truth, otherwise. But if what happened accident, they will change. If the patient doesn't speak, either he's a convenient with him, you take this problem. Or the imbalance people, who brought him, where did you find him, how do you find him, is he a driver, is he a passenger, is he road, walking on the road, and so on. So, and you can differentiate between plan, abdominal trauma, and is he working in a high building and fall down, and so on. So you look for what is the history from head to toe. Then, now you decide to examine the patient. The first thing is the general physical examination. Now you are relaxed, airway control, circulation control, no problem. Taking you 15 minutes total to do secondary surgery. Doesn't mean you sit and go to sandwich and a cup of tea. No. And he's bleeding, so you will lose. So take a brief examination, brief history, then when you do general examination, then examine the abdomen. We concentrate on it. But this is because of the lecture. But we concentrate in the ER, which system affected. The chest is affected, we go on the chest. If the abdomen is affected, we go on the musculoskeletal, we go on the system, which is more we think that's affected. But the two systems in the body is the abdomen and the chest, they are the most affected. And those who can kill the patient. Fracture doesn't kill the patient. Okay? Spinal doesn't kill the patient. But abdomen and chest, they can kill the patient. So these are the two systems which is very, very, very important. Okay, if we examine the abdomen, you do inspection, palpation, percussion, or statistics. The most important one, always forgetting, rectal examination of the abdomen. Examine the brain, regularly iron bar, maybe there is bleeding, maybe so. Most of the people, they think they are not important, but they are a part of abdominal examination. Now, you have to do, after that relaxation, rising secondary surface, you have to decide to do not all these investigations. You have to decide according to the patient's status which investigation to do. So I will do all these things, but it means 3 hours in the ER, my patient will die. I will send that investigation suitable for condition of the blood test, this is compulsory. CBC, urine drug, cross matching, visiting day, you must do for any trauma. No question. Radiology, you have to show. If it's a chest, you do chest. If it's an abdomen, you may do abdomen, you may not. So choose accordingly. Then peritoneal lavage. What is peritoneal lavage or DDL? This is very important. Accuracy 98%. We pass nasogastric tube, cholestatic tube, 2 centimeters below the umbilicus. There is a sac for DDL. It blue needed, it will use catheter. So we insert in it at the local anesthesia, which is a small incision, we insert the needle. And if it's not coming through the needle, then it is positive, take the patient to take for surgery. Amidate. Doesn't come blood, insert 1 liter of normal saline in the abdomen, then you bring it back second. If it came red, bloody, take the patient. No question. Negative, look for something else, either in the chest, in neurology, so abdomen, at least. There is no trauma. Of course, for the last 5 years, we are reducing nothing. Because we have other facilities, and now each hospital. Last year, we don't have this class. But this year, we have, because we have a good level. Same in health services. They have put the bioultrasound, the CT scan, the time they can do this. Even stand, the request for ultrasound, or CT scan, 8 hours they will give it to you. Now you can do it in ambulance room, you can do it quickly. So there is a lot of that. But in case a patient was shocked, you must do it. There is no time to do CT scan. Ultrasound, you can do it. Because now most of the physicians, they are expert on ultrasound. That is working. Boom. So you can do it. Just 2 seconds. There is a floating reparatory cavity. Must be thick. You can see the density. If the density is thick, that means it is a blood. So take the patient to theater without doing anything. So if the patient there. If the patient is stable, this blood pressure okay, but you think there is an injury in the abdomen, you can do ultrasound and CT scan. Not stable, you do this. Stable, you do ultrasound and CT scan. So this is how you choose your investigation. Peritonoscopy or diagnostic laparoscopy, this one can be done late when you admit the patient for observation. You think that the patient doesn't use it at all. So you admit him in the hospital. Then you suddenly, after 24 hours, the patient tries to call the resident, the patient is collapsed. Hypertension, hemoglobin drop, so you take your patient later, stop the use. If there is an injury, either deal with it laparoscopically or deal with abdomen, depend on your experience. So this one can be done in the floor, in the patient's table, then recreate it later on in the doctor, 24 hours. Okay. What is the indication? What is laparotomy? Anybody knows what is laparotomy? Abdomen exploration. So any opening in the abdomen for okay? But not the torture of the laparotomy. Okay? It is considered any opening of abdomen, whether by clonine or by torture, it can be also for laparotomy. So what is the indication for laparotomy? One sign of peritoneal injury, you find rigidity, tenderness, and so on. Clinical sign of peritoneal irritation. Number one. Number two, unexplained shock. You get patient flow, different blood, but still your patient is shocked. And the abdominal distension. That means the patient is weak. The other thing, a preservation of crystal. You find bowel is coming out. There's no question of crystal. You don't wait. Take the patient to take it. No need for any anticipation. Take him at patient. Because bowel is already out, must be there something. Positive diagnostic peritoneal blood. So you do peritoneal positive blood, take into data, no question to it. Determine fighting during routine collapse. This is another one when you admit the patient and 24 hour basis, then the patient gets shocked or dropped in the body, you can take him. That's after 24 hours. You put the patient and observation. So these are up to date, these are no way to take them from ER to OR. Now, if we talk about specific organ trauma, I have mentioned these are the most two important in the abdomen, but you have to read about small bowel, large bowel, pancreas, duodenum, urogenital system. These are part of the abdomen or specific organ in the abdomen. So, we will talk about these two because they are the most important to us and we are facing problems. Look at this guy. I just brought this picture just to show you that we have. These are very dangerous on the road. They are bending. They are driving and you find a lot of problem. It may stop on the road, car hit, another car hit, and you can see in the road 5-6 cars in one. Because these cars moving on the road, which they are very old, should be specific years to be out of the road. But unfortunately, in our country, we believe in everybody what you are, when you drive, you go ahead. But these are very dangerous for the family who is driving and those people who are on the road. So they are dangerous from the liver and dangerous for the outside. Now, the liver is the largest, as far as everybody knows, the largest solid organ in the abdominal cavity and continues the most commonly injured organ in all patients with abdominal trauma. Remember, we talk about the gland and ventilator. 35 to 45 in gland trauma. This is a big percentage. Okay? It is variable in the book, but this is the best percentage that we find the best for that. Trauma 40% in the stabbing. They can stab on the right side and 30% in gunshot wound. So this is a major percentage in the liver. Because as we said, it is the largest solid organ in the liver. Even the injury results from direct flow, when these are in boxing or fighting, or compression between the lower ribs or right side. And the spine or sharing at fixed point, secondary to accelerate. Remember, the liver has an attachment. If you are in high speed, it may share a and bring all of these attachments. Any shotgun one, any penetrating shotgun or staff or below the right nipple on right upper quadrant also can cause liver edema. Remember the liver after the treatment. If that below the thigh, there is no liver you are injured, whether by trauma and trauma or by staff or by gunshot. And we have seen. Okay? So the liver, even if it is protected by red tape, can be injured. What is the clinical manifestation? Remember one very important, usually the patient when they come to emergency, it is to see how much action and movement of the liver when we get from patient. Diagnosis of hepatic injury is often made at laparotomy in patient presenting with complete injury requiring liver. If the patient can be stopped or gunshot, there is no delay. But the patient will take the patient to the liver. Okay, even if you got pressure, okay, normal pelvic. Then when you do exploration, you might find the liver also injured. But you don't discover it because you don't do any investigation. You don't do ultrasound, you don't do CT, you don't do any other investigation, you don't do it. Penetrating injury, whether stab or gunshot, no wait, take the patient to take it. So you will find most of these liver injury, you find them during the pelvic. The other thing, all those sustained blunt trauma who remain in shock or do not do the operation. Suppose this is the you come in here, abdomen region, stand there, and you decide abdominal distension and reach your pressure shock. It is not related to the scan, not related to ultrasound. I mean, it's the same. When you open, you will find it. You find anything, you find bowel. So that means the liver trauma mostly discovered during. But in a stable patient, it's different. And we will come to it. How do we manage the patient with stable? To the liver. So, we do a different, we have mentioned the investigation. We can have a different test are necessary in decision making process, whether or not property is necessary. This is in a stable patient. When the patient is stable, you have to decide to do investigation. If you think that you will go for laparotomy, okay. If you look for conservative management, and we will see. What are the diagnostic parameters of lapar? This is done extremely, as I said, 98% is operative, which is a reliable test. But this one done in a patient in shock with abdominal distension. So this is very important. We will never know if the liver injured or something injured inside. So this is CT scan. At the moment, I have mentioned to you diagnosis of abdominal injury in a stable patient after brain trauma or after. That means that no question to do CT scan, to do ultrasound, and it is different. We talk about brain trauma. This one, in the patient stable, you do CT scan, do ultrasound, then after. If there is demand on grade, we come now after a few minutes. Why we will wait for cancer? So CT scan done for stable. Now look at this CT scan. This strip is a broken leg. This is a shotgun bullet. So he was hit below the costal margin. You see, and at the fifth costal space, the bullet came and fractured the rib, injured the lung, and end up in the liver. This is hemothorax, blood from the chest, and there is, this is in the chest, it's not in the abdomen. And this is the injury, which is a grade 3 injury to the liver. This type of patient stable, I will be conservative. But if I open him for other reason or patient in shock, I will deal with this stage. I will try to manage this stage. It will come to the management of stage 3 in the coming few slides. So if the patient is stable, I will leave him under conservative. I may pass just a few to maybe the chest rather, but regarding the liver, I will wait and see. And this division after 24 hours of shock or other problems, and it can take a month. Remember, patients sustaining significant right lower torus, right upper quadrant, and gastric should be suspected to have suffered hepatic injury. Clinical assessment of abdominal pressure is the most intubation region, intubation. If you do bulimia, intubation. Now, when patients who are right to the ER, for any patient, whether abdominal, as we said, you have to go with this. This is the primary management. Any time, whether girls, last Padar for traffic accident to go inside. This is the final one. What is the name of the red for God's living life? This is a good subject. We did the business of that. And I said to you, that state three, if I open, I will deal with it. If I wish to escape, I will treat it. So the hepatic injury diagnosed by CT in a stable patient is now non-operational practice in many centers. And we do that. But there is certain criteria. Not every patient goes on this non-operational. So what is the criteria of management for CT scan? Number one, simple hepatic laceration or intrahepatic hematoma. No evidence of active bleeding. Okay? Intraperitoneal no loss, less is not more than 250, less than 250. Absence of other intraperitoneal injury requires. Patient came with a trauma, he's in shock, he's not in shock, but I know there's a perforation of the heart. Okay? So I will go to the battery. If I go for the battery, I will deal also with it. Even if it's stage one or two or three. But in absence of that. Taxes, I will treat them better. If there is, I will. So this is the indication for non-operative procedure of the operative approach, when we operate on the patient with liberative, resistant hypertension despite the human IV fluid, the blood. Despite the kidney volume replacement, suggesting about that loss when they immediate away. This is basic. Okay, you give blood, you give fluid, but still your patient is shocked, you take control. No question. Injury classification. This is classification, we do it based on our finding. When you open the patient, you will know the stage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay? Or on CT scan, you will know what stage these are. So basically, the gradient of the liver injury will come on the bottom gradient or on CT scan gradient. So this is depend on that one. Now, grade 1, simple injury, non-painful. If I didn't have an indication for any reason, I will leave it alone. Stage 2, simple injury, managed by supervisor surgery, if I open the patient. I think I will leave it alone. Grade 3, which you saw that one is a bullet, now it is a major injury. But if there is no bleeding, I will treat them that if there is no other. Otherwise, if I open the patient, I will deal with it. So grade 3, major injury for a carrier injury with active bleeding but not required control. See, formula poison. You think of an athlete, you pass your finger, clamp your blood vessel and that. We use vascular clamp, but not more than 45 minutes, otherwise it will continue with the liver. And then you deal with the injury. Open the liver, ligate, we call it fracturing, finger fracturing. You fracture the liver, you make it wide, we try ligating the blood vessels, that. Then we put momentum on the surface, then we close the liver. This is in stage 3 in this moment. Okay, grade 4, extensive intraparenchymal injury with major active bleeding requiring flow closure for him. This one you have to open. You don't care. Patient will lose the blood. So you react by if he is lucky. If he is lucky, otherwise he will die in the scope of the activity on trauma. Because penis injury, there is a portal plane injury, and there is a retrohepatic cavern. Or the inhibitor. So the inhibitor or the inhibitor, so the tumor set, or the main inhibitor claims will about. So maybe the patient arrived to our dosing and he's alive. If he is lucky, he would center, maybe, and arrive from this court, you can be safe. Because the same thing for this one, you have to do abdominal thoracic, you have to control the superior penetrator, abdominal abdominal inferior penetrator, like liver transplant. In fact, you are transparenting the liver again. So you repair the inferior penetrator, repair the hepatic vein, and maybe the inhibitor. If he is not infected, and the good diagnosis is very rare to step by to the inhibitor. Okay. You see, all patients going for the battery should be red line, because you don't know where it is. You go from the red line. Usually we get small incision around them, but like that. But between the engine from up, you stand up. We feel the engine down, we stand out. If we don't feel and find anything, we open the abdomen life open. Because your aim is to save life, is not to bring the money. Okay? Management, remember, grade 1 and 2, simple injury, management by any of those. Suture, this is your observation. But usually, we open them, we leave them to the patient's. grade 3 may or may not conduct the electrical device of the orbit, and grade 5, 4, and 5, these are acceptable. The other technique, the first technique, how do we do it? These are extensive, the open the bearing. These are extensive hepatorrhagic, I mean the bearing and liver, very, very dangerous. Number two, hepatotomy is selective vascularization, you have to choose and open and digest. Momentum left, if you are not discriminated, the patient will just take the momentum and close it. If you find not, I mean, no blood pressure, you see, but still bleeding from the surface, you can put the momentum on the feet. Dissection deprived from the selective vascularization, you can do right liver, there is a lot of injury, and you can do left lobectomy, right lobectomy, and so on. Dissection, which is that, and selective hepatic arch and ligation, you can try the left or right, no problem, the liver will degenerate. And if you are in periphery and you are a good surgeon, you don't know how to deal with the liver, just back the patient with gauze and back the arterial and call somebody to a big center that I'm sending this patient on that liver. Coming to you, deal with the liver. Pre-backing, pre-hepatic back. So we back the patient. I'm not experienced with the liver surgery, and I will send them to a center where they can do. And I give them blood, fluid, and I inform the surgeon that this patient has liver. This is happening on the road. If you're traveling from the air to other city and that's it, and there, even in a small hospital, if you face a good surgeon who doesn't know how to deal with the liver, you just need to back the injury and send you by ambulance to a big center. And we have this in a year, this you will have one patient. In a year, they call you at midnight, that reception in some patient, they are back again, they're not able to do it. When you go there, you need to go to data, you open it, remove the back, see what kind of injury you have, and usually get green, grade 4, grade 3, grade 4, food. About the grade 5, the patient will die in this one. Okay, look at this one, I'll show you this one. This is the fracture. Suppose the injury is grade 3. The injury is small, I will open the liver. Open the liver. Start ligating the blood vessel and ducts. When I ligate them and stop the bleeding, I will put momentum in the tube. I put momentum, then I suture. Or I put self-reset. You hear about the bullies, momentum is the bullies of the abdomen. Because we mobilize it anywhere we want, we use it for anything we want. It goes to infection by itself, and then the infection will go and attack and close it. So the momentum is very, very important to the patient. Or anybody plus. So we utilize it, we put it in between, or we put surgery cell, then we close it to make back in, to stop small vessels into the implant. Now we have a lot of type of diathermy, a lot of dissectional machines, we can dissect without the bleeding, but at least about 15, 20 years back, we don't have these facilities, but now at least you have a lot of facilities. Now, no aberration allowed. You don't think that you are perfect. If you deem that, when you save life of patient, maybe there is a character to this one complication. Hematic media, bleeding in the very between, the congregation, coming in, malignant, very hepatic abscess, remember the machine, knife, they are dirty, they become abscess, and so on. Biliary fistula, that happens. Intrahepatic hematoma, which can be solved, and remember the liver has descent to part in the chest side. So you may get pulmonary complication. So pulmonary pacing down. And the other thing, remember liver coagulation factor in manufacture. If the liver injured coagulability, it will be affected, which will end up in EIC, end up in blood pressure, and hypoglycemia and other complication. And these are which can cause mortality patient. Okay, so many trauma, they are the same. Screen is also, we have 10 minutes after we pass. So then I get the same thing, but they are from the left side. And sitting more mobile than the liver. So sitting always escape some guy out of the ending. So when you hit there, escape a little bit, but not as much. So it is really the most common injury of the patient who have suffered left side trauma. The management is they are the same. But there is one very important about sitting. Sitting is very important for them, more than any other thing. Especially in analytical system in young, from 18 to 18 years. It's very important because of the amniological factor as it is put as amniological factor for amniology, especially from age to 18 years. This one should usually be safe. And the other thing is holding as a respiratory bacteria filter. Remember, RBC, allergic, platelet, all filter processes. So these are two factors make all the surgeons to think about the safety. So they will have to find the option to not to remove sleep unless you have no choice. Okay? And the number condition for overwhelming both the sexes. These are in especially the victim children, they are always automatic but after the opinion. So to prevent this problem to happen. So consecutive sleep. How do we conserve sleep? By this method. Okay, these are the same on the same. And remember also, we are doing stomach or stomach surgery or pancreatic cancer. 2% of the colonial will lose the leg because of disease or anything. But nowadays, the surgery is more careful. They are going mostly on the prostate and so on. Okay, grading of sleep. What are the grading? They are partially in the same area. They will be subcapsular hematoma, subsegmental, or parenchymal injury, grade 3 segmented, or splitterizing, grade 4 molar destruction, one molar is gone, and the worst thing is shattered or ductilized. This one you can see. Sublime will be above. I have filed the sublime in chest. Doctor background, I found sublime already good subconnection. Better than this one. Trauma, and 12 doctor chips there, just when I get the medical, and so the sublime. The sublime will be gone. But what we do in the eye, we take at least we implant it in the woman in a hope that when they grow up, we don't need the anybody without this is a good okay. I think this is a good and implant it in the woman. So it will be okay. We have in the future and maybe that's a lot. Okay, so splint 5, which is culture, has to do very interesting. The same management, we do history, clinical examination, and radiology. The only difference you could do angiography from those. Angiography can be diagnostic and therapeutic. If the bleeding from one molar stage 4, I could do umbilectomy, promolar, reach that blood vessel, I block that vessel, and maybe I will say CPR. So angiography, you can do it, but you need a good expert radiologist. Now look at this CT scan. This is laceration, which is the grade 1. Okay? This is the big, but the only thing we could not see is very big. So this is disease to bring for the mission was lucky not to bleed too much. So we treat this patient cancer. Now the other one, this is a hematoma, stage 3. We treat them cancer. So these are again treated by cancer. What is the initial management? The same ABCD for anything, but the most important, non-operative control. What are the non-operative approach? Number one, why we practice immediately and also in surgery, we practice that. When the patient hemodynamic is stable, we don't have it. We do present. Number two, those patients without peritoneum, find the anytime. There is no reason, no tender, slight tender on the right side, we leave them alone. So, we don't have it. Those didn't require greater than 2 years of time. So we don't give greater than 2 years. Then we think about it. But there is contraindication for segmental surgery. That is the opposite the other way. So we have no time to see this contraindication. The patient has both at the heart attack. Because blood, we get fluid, but still the patient doesn't raise up. That means the patient really go and remove you know, and this is a problem. Number two, undue delay anticipation attempted repair of sleep. We try to repair sleep, but the patient going shocked during the anesthesia, so anesthetic on your head. And the patient couldn't stop you, go symptomatically and get rid of the patient. Third thing, the patient has other severe injury. Suppose you have injury liver, injury bowel, injury spleen. There's no delay. You have to deal with it. You move simply, prevent the liver, prevent the bowel, whatever it is, because the patient will die on the table. So these are the contraindications to the way of safety. Operative approach. Of course, you have to approach either you do subinectomy or subinectomy. Okay, I'm finished. Thank you. Okay, the complication is here, and that's the number when you go home, go to drive to. Thank you.
Yeah, I know.